USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. In a Labor Day tweet, President Trump rips Attorney General Jeff Sessions over his indictment of two Republicans. Trump saying two long-running Obama-era investigations of two very popular Republican congressmen were brought to a well-publicized charge just ahead of the midterms by the Jeff Sessions Justice Department. Two easy wins now in doubt because there's not enough time. Sarcastically, Trump writes, "Good job, Jeff." In other news,
right now the storm track has moved slightly to our east, but the threat of severe weather continues to exist for Louisiana.
Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards gearing up, getting ahead of Tropical Storm Gordon, which could become a hurricane. He's calling up the National Guard as a precaution.
And I have authorized the National Guard to activate 200 guardsmen.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. In a Labor Day tweet, President Trump rips Attorney General Jeff Sessions over his indictment of two Republicans. Trump saying two long-running Obama-era investigations of two very popular Republican congressmen were brought to a well-publicized charge just ahead of the midterms by the Jeff Sessions Justice Department. Two easy wins now in doubt because there's not enough time. Sarcastically, Trump writes, "Good job, Jeff." In other news,
right now the storm track has moved slightly to our east, but the threat of severe weather continues to exist for Louisiana.
Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards gearing up, getting ahead of Tropical Storm Gordon, which could become a hurricane. He's calling up the National Guard as a precaution.
And I have authorized the National Guard to activate 200 guardsmen.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroots. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540, or preparewithwayne.com.
A very disturbing story to tell you about out of Nevada, where a woman from Texas who was denied medical care while detoxing died in jail. The Reno Gazette Journal reports the woman, Kelly Coltrane, 27 years old, was in the Mineral County Jail for failing to take care of her traffic tickets. She apparently asked to go to the hospital, but was not taken there. Instead, she reportedly was handed a mop and told to clean up her own vomit. She died in her jail cell less than an hour later. Although there is video monitoring, Sheriff's deputies apparently did not see she had a seizure and had not moved for more than 6 hours. Deputies didn't call for help or try to resuscitate her, the video shows. The 27-year-old reportedly lay dead in her jail cell until the next morning when investigators from the state arrived. Details of her death more than a year ago came to light as a 300-page report released finding jail employees violated multiple policies when they denied her medical care. For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The father of a murdered Iowa college student at the hands of an illegal alien asks again Americans to refrain from politicizing her death. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story.
Individuals pushing for stronger border security and new immigration laws have been using it as an example, as the accused murderer is an illegal immigrant from Mexico. Even President Trump has brought up the death of Molly Tibbetts.
This is one instance of many. We have tremendous crime trying to come through the borders.
And in an op-ed piece,